Inside a cosmetic operation theatre, somewhere in the world.
Hello, Doctor.
Ah, hello, Nurse. Now, I don't remember seeing your face here before.
No, it's my first time. I've passed all my tests and now I'm going to do the practical.
Ah, well, welcome. Well, you can start by passing me a scalpel.
Yes, Doctor.
Well, next time, Nurse, the other way round. Well, this is just a normal breast implant procedure. Now, I'm going to make an incision below the breast here, and any scarring from this will be hidden by the overlay of the breast.
Ah.
Nurse?
Oh, sorry, Doctor. I felt a bit squeamish there.
Well, you'll have to work on that. We can't have nurses collapsing every time they see a bit of blood.
It's funny, Doctor, because I don't faint when I get my period.
A little more information than I required, Nurse. Now I'm going to insert the silicone package into the skin envelope and make this Femon's breast a 34B to a 36B. God knows why you Femons are obsessed with your breasts.
We're not, Doctor. It's the men that obsess with them.
Actually, Nurse, men could take them and leave them. And they all end up by your ankles anyway over time.
I'm thinking of having a breast implant, Doctor.
Oh, yes? Well, what are you now?
32A.
Well, that's a handful. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm looking to go up 34B.
Kind of sounds like we're talking bus routes here. Well, Nurse, if you're going to have the operation, you might as well 36B. And I'm a man, I can tell you that's a really nice handful.
So, Doctor, have you been doing this very long?
Well, only about a year and a half. I used to be a plumber. And one day when I was doing a radio, I just thought to myself, this is almost the same as breast implant surgery. I think I'll become a breast implant surgeon. And that was it. Here I am.
Very unusual route, Doctor.
But the pay's a lot better, I can tell you.
What about those Femons, Doctor, that actually have those great big breast implants?
Yes, well, I won't do those ones. You see, the thing is, once skin is stretched so far, it never goes back. You know, the same as when people are grossly overweight, and then they lose a lot of weight. All that baggy skin, they needs to be, well, surgically removed. And, of course, there's always complications.
Oh, well, anyway, Doctor, you reckon I could go with a 34B?
Well, let's just check. Let me have a feel. Oh, yes. No, I think 36B would be better for you. But you must understand, it's only a superficial thing.
Well, as I've said, Doctor, we only have them done for the males.
Yeah, bullshit. Anyway, that's one breast done. Now let's do the other one.
Ah.
Oh, God, she's gone again.